The federal government has cut funding for the enforcement of child support. The cuts amount to $80 million statewide and about $150,000 in La Crosse County. County Administrator Steve O'Malley says he hopes a raffle will replace at least some of that money. He says at $5 a ticket, the county could raise $10,000 to $25,000 for child support and get the attention of state and federal lawmakers.
We think that we're getting more attention on this than we would if we just held a press conference to announce that the federal government is missing out on the priorities that they should be funding. And so we're hoping to raise some dollars with the property tax raffle, but also get the attention of Congress and the state to reinstate the funding.
O'Malley says half the money raised will go to prizes and the rest to the Child Support Enforcement Agency. Agency manager Meg Torgerud expects she will still lose three or more of her staff of 13.
We're going to probably be looking at some staffing issues and probably the process and the length of time it takes in order for us to be able to establish and enforce orders will be, the time frame will be much greater. The services to the families will certainly be impacted negatively.
Meanwhile, O'Malley says he's hoping people who oppose the idea of a raffle, as well as others, will put pressure on federal lawmakers. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.